Okay. We are August 17th. Rosh Hashanah Davav. It's the evening of Chaf Vav Av. And we're going to say the shir in memory of Rivka Bas Moshe Chaim Aleha Shalom, a very close family friend whose Shloshim is actually tonight.
She should have a...
Neshama should have an aliyah. Right. And hopefully this will make up for the fact that I didn't finish up the Mishnayos that I pledged to learn yet. But we'll get there, Be'ezus Hashem. Even though the sugi is on tonight, even though the sugi is on Baal Pacher. But what I wanted to do is just to point out a little discrepancy between our Gemara on Daf Vav and the Gemara on Daf Dalet, to see how one of the Rishonim resolves the discrepancy, and to bring two ways that we go ahead from that, or within the answer that the Rishon in particular is going to be the Ran, comes out, we're going to bring out two different ideas that stem from his answer. Okay, so what are we talking about over here? So, the Gemara on Daf Dalet, on the bottom, brings down the following Braisa. The Braisa says the following, with regarding to Baal Ta'acher, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Chayve Hadamim V'Erchin, Hacharamim V'Hekdeshos, Chataos Aveashamos, Olos Ushlamim, Tztakos, Umaisros Bechor, Umaiser Bev, Pesach Leket Shichu Peya, Kevin Sha'avru Alehim, Shlosha Regalim, Over Beval Tacher. Okay? So without getting into the whole list of all the things that were mentioned over there, the one that I emphasized was Tztakos or Tztaka. And the Braisa, quoting the Tanakhama, clearly states that once a person has pledged to give tzedakah, three regalim have passed, and he has not yet redeemed his pledge, so then he's going to be over on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. Comes the Gemara on Daf Vav, and the Gemara quotes Rava. And Rava says, Ama Rava, Kevan she'avar alav, Regel acher, kevan she'avar alav regel achad. Once one regel passes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong. That was the wrong gemara over here. Here is the answer. Here's the gemara. I got the wrong. Amarava. Utsedaka mechayev alav la'alter. Approximately.
Immediately.
Yeah, immediately around the seven lines from the bottom. It says immediately you're over in Baal Ta'acher. Okay, my time. What's the reason? The hakayim yaniim. So, of course, we have the stira. Because we have the Braisa brought down on Daf Dalet telling you that you have three regalim l'chor for Baal Ta'acher, because, I'm sorry, three regalim for tzedakah, because tzedakah is included in that other group. And right over here, you have Rava saying that you're over l'alter immediately.
Unless one makes a different distinction between the achar and the community.
So that difference I didn't see in the three shitos that I saw brought down the Rishonim. Tosos addresses it. The Rashba addresses it. I wanted to bring down the Ran. So, the only difference we can say that might not work as well is because of some of the Korbanos that we're talking about are private Korbanos. They're about private any Muslim.
Right, so there's no, you're saying no uniformity.
Right, in terms of, so they would go for terms of privatization also. So I don't know if that would necessarily work as a distinction for all of them. But the Ran has a very interesting Lashon. And what the Ran basically does is the Ran says that we actually have a little bit of a split. Okay? And the Ran makes the following distinction. The Ran says that anything that has to do with the Mikdash, that has three regalim. In fact, I believe it was last week we mentioned a Sefer Achinuch, which said that really you should be over Baal Ta'acher immediately. It's just that, you know, to give us the opportunity to... that if a person's living up in the north of Eretz Yisrael, or a person's even living in Chutz La'aretz, and he pledges a neder, it's not practical to, or it's not fair to make a person all of a sudden go to Yerushalayim to redeem his pledge. So therefore, we give him a little bit of time. Tzedakah, though, the Ran says, is different. And why is tzedakah different? So now we go to the Gemara and Daf Vav, and it fits in beautifully. Because Maitaima, Dehakaimi Aniyim. So if you fuse the idea of the Sefer Achinuch and what the Ran is saying, we could understand why there's a difference between korbanos, and why is there a difference between tzedakah. Korbanos, which is totally in the Mikdash, and therefore there's a certain tircha, and besides from the fact that there's a certain tircha, the truth is, We don't want to say it in a good way, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu says even sometimes in a bad way, Lomali Rov Zivchechem Amar Hashem. Of course, that's talking about in a bad way. Right. But the truth is, already are we showing him talk about, you think a Kodesh Baruch Hu really needs the carbon? Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the carbon. He needs, right? The carbon is really something for us, right? It teaches us something to get us a little bit of a connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So because that's not really necessarily so necessary that it has to be done immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit of a time frame. Shalosh Regalim, one Regal, two Regalim, depending on the Shitas that we saw in Daf Dalet. However, because Tzedakah, the Kaimi Aniyim, because Aniyim are right there on the spot, that's Lialter. And that immediately, if you don't give Tzedakah, you're over on Baal Tacher.
So the Tzedakah that's mentioned on Daf Vav, uh-huh, is talking about that I pledge to give something to the base of Mikdash?
No, that's not much to an Ani. That would be like Haroman and stuff like that. This is talking about to an Ani. An Ani is mamash right away. But of course, you look at that for a second, it's a very difficult concept. What do you mean, right away? That what? If somebody, comes to your house and says, gives you a whole speech and everything like this, you write a check 10 minutes later, that's not going to be...
Well, that's the famous smice which is the Nachmu, Ish Nachmu Ben Gazma, right?
What was it?
Well, the individual that's sitting on the donkey, remember the famous smice in the Gemara, right, where they said, take me out of the house, and after taking me out of the house would fall down, and what merit... what happened?
Because he never left an Ani.
Right. Well, no, because the thing is, he didn't give it right away.
He didn't give it right either.
Because he said, let me wait till I come down from my donkey first.
Uh-huh.
Instead of throwing it to him.
Because when I do the cover, they go away.
Right.
That's actually interesting. Because that actually leads into Rav Akiva Eiger. Now, I'm not going to hold myself and make a disclaimer. I didn't see Rav Akiva Eiger myself. I saw it brought down. I'm not at the level where I learned so many Rav Akiva Eigers, but it is brought down in the name of Rav Akiva Eiger. Very interesting distinctions, kind of like what you're saying in terms of La'alter, because La'alter is very difficult requirement. So what Rav Akiva Eiger points out is the following. It says that when are you over La'alter, there could be two reasons why. It could be because of Tzaris Ayin, because you're being a little bit cheap, you're being a little stingy. And you say you're going to give it, and then you're like, something... I want to buy something first. I'll give it to you a little bit later. That's Tzaris Ayin. As opposed to, you're waiting to give it to the proper Ani. Meaning, let's say you set money aside for Tzedakah, and you say, I'm going to give $1,000 for Tzedakah.
Right.
And then some, 75-year-old man comes to you and says, I need an orphan needs shoes. And you do a little investigating, and you realize, who's the orphan?
He's the orphan.
Right, because he needs 10 pairs of shoes. He only got 9. He needs a 10th pair. He's an orphan. He says an orphan. Yeah, he's 75 years old. Both his parents are dead. He's an orphan. Right. So, what's it called? Or he's got all the haskamos from all the gedolim, except after all the names, it says ayin hay. Or is that tzal? So, or it says expired, but you don't realize that. No, you have to check, right. So if it's ani hagun, the chazonish, the Rav Akiva Eiger says, then it's baal tacher right away. And he actually is based on a shaila that was brought up. The shaila is, what happens if a person says, I'm going to give X and X amount of money to a kollel that I support, or my yeshiva, and it turns out that you're not going to be starting the yeshiva for another month. And there's another yeshiva, the other B'nai Torah, who could use the money right now. So would we consider that to be a Baal Tacher or not?
Interesting, because it's almost a Bari Rishama here. We know right now the yeshiva is going on. You're saying, open up. Maybe they won't open up.
Right. So you see, even your shiva is going to open up, right? Let's say it's like the kolos on Beinaz Manim. So you don't pay them during Beinaz Manim. Some yeshivas, they don't pay during. So I know. I have a friend who's a rebbe who's he gets paid over a 10-month period. My yeshiva, they get paid over a 12-month period. But there's some rebbeim, they get paid over a 10-month period. So what's it called? You're writing your checks, your kolos checks for 11 months, and during Beinaz Manim, you're not writing a check.
Right.
So you're going to be doing it afterwards. So here's the thing. One, it's definitely not Tzaris Ayin.
No, it's not.
But on the other hand, right, if you're holding it for your mishpacha, that's not a problem. The question is, do we consider this kol of yours that you're supporting, do we consider that to be your b'nei mishpacha because your supporters on them? Either way, right, and the shiloh wasn't resolved. But either way.
Interesting, it was not resolved.
Interesting. But at least Zilberstein did not resolve it.
Because I would think Torah's Torah.
Right.
Doesn't matter, should go to the one that's right now.
Right, but on the other hand, it's your Talmidim are kind of like your Mishpacha.
Right.
So if it's true, you know, you have somebody who's an ani right now, but your family needs it, the chora, you can wait for it, right? If your children need the money, so then that might be a little bit of a distinction between the two. But anyways, but that's, you know, that's where the shaila was brought up.
Interesting.
But yeah, so for sure, so when we say la'alter, that's only by tzara zayin. But if it's, you know, to go ahead and give somebody who's hagun, if you're just waiting around to give it to the right ani, that's not going to be bal tachar la'alter. La'alter means, according to Ricky Vager, means that you're able to.
Interesting. We also find that terminology by Rosh Hashanah, right? La'alter.
La'alter Chaim Shalom, right.
So when we're saying that, do we mean at this instant, or do we mean towards the end of Yom Kippur?
No, when we say La'alter Rosh Hashanah, we're saying it La'alter right away, because, you know,
at this moment in time.
Yeah, because the Gemara says that, right? The tzaddikim, their din is Neptam Rosh Hashanah L'chaim. That's, you know, it's only they know him that the Gemara says.
But maybe Yom Kippur. Maybe it's talking about towards the end of Rosh Hashanah. How do we know it's maybe when we get that at 6 o'clock on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? You know, are we talking, we want it to be done 6:01, or do we want to take effect away from
it? Well, it could be, you know, the truth is, I think the Sfarim said that the din doesn't actually start at night. It really starts in the daytime, Yom HaDin. But, you know, you want to, you know, immediately, you know, it's like when you do anything. You know, when today in camp, Lahavdo, we were picking all-stars for the league teams. So Lechora, you know, everybody knew who their best player was. There were some people that wasn't really a shaila whether they're going to be on the all-star team or not. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-star team, Kiviyachol, right, there's some, you know, tzaddikim right away, La'alter L'chaim is no question. Right? They know them and stuff like that. But yeah, that's where you have this idea of La'alter. Another issue that comes up is brought down in a very interesting case. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a person invites guests on Friday night, aniyim,
right,
you shouldn't prolong your seuda with divrei Torah in the middle and stuff like that.
Yeah,
famous ma'aseh of the Chafetz Chaim. Somebody once came to his house, and he comes in right away, sits down, and goes, Yom HaShishi. And so he says, Nu, Shalom Aleichem. He goes, the malachim aren't hungry. The aniyim are. He goes, we can speak to the malachim later.
You should speak to Rabbi Yankelevich, because I've spoken, and he'd have stories, because his father ate by the Chafetz Chaim.
Yes, he did. He actually had a seder by the Chafetz Chaim.
Yeah.
So, I have to tell him that I quoted the Chafetz Chaim with the. So, yeah. So that's the question over there, right? The issue is that, you know, the Chazon Ish points out that when it comes to this, though, well, actually, let's push off for the Chafetz Chaim for a second.
Right.
So, you have this. The Chafetz Chaim, though, is very makbid, though, when it comes to Sukkos. That, let's say it's you invite somebody to your house on Sukkos, and unfortunately, the first night it's raining. You invite an Ani. Chafetz Chaim says that even though there's a hitter to wait, mitzah bal tacher, you have to go ahead and eat. Why? Get to it in a second. What happens if you invite an ani to your house on Leil Simchas Torah?
Yeah, what would be the...
Well, do you stay for hakafos or not? Chora, I say the shayla is not really in chutzlar or shayla.
Right.
It's probably more of an Eretz Yisrael shayla.
Right.
Because the chutzlar shayla, it's mistama, he ate on the Shemini Atzeres, he had a good seuda, he's not starving.
But, here on,
then again, though, you're not going to, you don't want to make a, it's not us for us to make cheshbonos or ani's question, right? That you ate a good meal, maybe you didn't eat a good meal. But the things like this, hakafos, you know, it's like, hey, sometimes our shul doesn't finish so late, our shul finishes maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock. Some shuls go 10:30, 11 o'clock, and this poor guy is sitting and plotzing. So, the Chora that says it's brought down, the Chafetz Chaim would say that even you're allowed to wait for hakafos. So what's the difference between the hakafos and the sukkah? So the sukkah is based on a chumrah. So you're not allowed to prolong an ani. When we say la'alter, right? When we say la'alter, la'alter means, you have to do it right away. And if a chumrah comes in the way of a person...
Why is it a chumrah to wait if it's raining?
Because if it's raining, let's go. So I'm saying if it's raining, there's a shita that already say that you can go inside.
Really?
Yeah. It's a chumrah to wait as long as, you know, even if the chatzos, you know.
Because thank you. I mean, this is because it's the first time I'm hearing about this. It's because you only yotze the first night. I mean.
Right, correct. But, you know, but lechora, if it's raining, you know, at a certain point, you know. So again, if you're going to be, you definitely have yeshal milismok. So the shayla is like this. Yeshal mi lismoch and to feed an ani, or to be machmir on an ani's cheshbon. So halacha is telling you that no, you're not allowed to be machmir on the onis cheshbon.
But what's the difference between onis cheshbon and, let's say, one's wife or one's children's cheshbon?
So I believe it happens to be that that's also part of the cheshbon too. And there are shittos, I believe, that say that in terms of simchas yontif, that you would eat. You don't keep your family up till 12 o'clock. But you can go out and eat later. But you don't have your yontif, you know, you don't wait around and keep everybody waiting, because there's an inyan of simchas yontif too. And you're right, 100%. Don't keep your whole family waiting.
See, it's very interesting, because who says that the first meal has to be in the sukkah at night? It says you have to eat the meal on the first night.
You have to eat a kazayis apas in the sukkah, right? You can eat your suda, right? If you want to eat the chicken and everything else, you want to eat your meat, and you know what's cool? Let's say you eat there, then you go outside and wash.
Right.
So the chori yotzei then afterwards.
Because isn't there a machlokus in the second parak of achas b'yom, achas b'layla, and there's a different shita that says anyone could eat whatever they want?
I think that's during you know, after the first night. But the first night, everybody's moda that there's a chiyuv to eat the first night.
But it's not something you can eat more than one meal, one suda the first night.
Yeah, the chori, yeah. I mean, what's cool? Let's say, you know, especially since in Eretz Yisrael, they change the clock. It's 5 o'clock at night, the yontif starts. You know, you wait, and then, you know, you eat, and then 10:30, 10:45, you see the rain stopped, and then you want to run into the sukkah and have a challah roll. It's not crazy, right? That definitely can do. Simchas Torah, though, is different.
Yeah.
Because Simchas Torah is something that everybody does. Hakafos is something everybody does. Meaning, it's not an extra chumrah, right? It's an hakatoba that everybody does. So the ani understands that, you know, listen, I'm going to be waiting a little bit. Now, you know, if you have aniyim coming,
right.
So I would say don't daven the yeshiva where they finish 11 o'clock. Daven at the shul where they finish at 8. But again, we see that the idea of baltacher la'alter, we learn two extra things. We said that, first of all, tzedakah is la'alter because the kaim yaniyim. However, you don't have to give la'alter and just throw your money away haphazardly. It's only la'alter if it's tzaras ha'ayin, as opposed to you want to find an ani hakum. That's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger adds. And based on what the Chafetz Chaim says also, that, again, it applies delaying in terms of a chumrah, but if it's in terms of a mitzvah or a hagatovah that everybody does, the ani will also understand that you go ahead and wait. I mean, if the middle of davening in Shmon Esrei and the ani comes to you, right, he understands, you know, you can wait 10 minutes, you know, you're not going to mamish. If you see the ani's going to plots on the floor, right. That's a different story. But, you know, guy's waiting there and you say, you know, after davening, that's not a crazy thing there because he's waiting outside the shul.
Right, I mean, I like it better, in other words, that everyone's doing it as opposed to it's a mitzvah, because Hakavas and Simchas Torah night is not a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah, it's a Hagatova. Right, it's in a Hagatova. So they actually bring down one story of the Chazon Ish. It says that actually there was one year, came to the shofar blowing. So, you know, the Chazon Ish had the minigay yeshivas, that what they do is, you know, they take a break before tekiyos and they make Kiddush and stuff like that. All of a sudden, no break. They're about to say Lamatzeach, no Lamatzeach, and they just blew shofar. Okay, Chazon Ish does something, nobody asks questions on the spot, but I can guarantee you that that Musaf, they're always wondering what on earth happening, right? What happened to the break? What happened to Laman Seach? Afterwards, Chazon Ish was told him that, you know, he happened to overhear a man talking to his father, and he said to his father, "Nu, it's take a bite, you know, you're hungry," and stuff like that, his elderly father. The father looks at him and says, "All my life I've never eaten before Tekiyah Shofar, and I'm not going to go ahead and do it now." So you know what Chazon Ish said? "So we're going to blow shofar right now, so I don't have to worry about it, because I'm not going to go ahead and say Lamatzeach on this poor man's cheshbon." They say that when you say Lamatzeach, the word Elohim appears 7 times in the parak. Mm-hmm. So when you say it 7 times, it's 49 times, and each time Elohim is going up, this act of the Chazon Ish of, you know, putting the needs of an ani or an old person in front of everybody, that's also Malal Elohim the Shechina. So this pshat that we heard on what it actually means, la'alter. Like the story?